his old LGO.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, June 21st, 2018, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. Welcome and happy first day of summer to you, I guess. These kinds of days are notoriously fraught with bad guy folly. If you know what I mean, the solstices and those kinds of things. Nonetheless, I hope that it is a great day for you. The bad guy stuff notwithstanding. You know, when I read John Adams' letter to Hezekiah Niles, I think that there was a moment in America where we were in an outlaw state of mind, sort of, within the confines or under the auspices of virtue, morality, and religion. Because remember, as Benjamin Franklin put it, only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters, which is interesting when you consider some of the articles that I've seen recently. For example, one of the most recent from the Medium Daily Digest, my, you know, particular subscription, I was sent the article by Umer Haque over at Eudaimonia and Co. The article is titled, "Do Americans Understand They're Beginning to Commit the Legal Definition of Genocide?" And so I ask, beginning? I mean, this is something that's been going on for decades, generations. And some people are slow to the party, and Umar Haik is a propagandist of sorts, a social engineer. But it's an interesting article nonetheless, and he points to Brian Tashman's tweet about Jeff Sessions' remarks about Nazi Germany. Sessions says, this is not like Nazi Germany, quote, because in Nazi Germany they were keeping the Jews from leaving the country, end quote, which is interesting. But so Umar Haik opens his article with these words: putting little kids in camps, kids of a certain kind in camps of a certain kind, where they're not allowed to hug or be hugged, where the lights stay on 24 hours a day, where their diapers aren't changed, where they are separated from their siblings and parents, where soothing these damaged kids has itself become a crime. Hold on, let's start over. And, you know, again, it's Umar Haik is a propagandist of sorts, but with any propaganda, there's some validity to it. And it is substantiated to a point. But here's what I think is interesting. So he includes he says, you don't know what the definition of putting little kids in camps where they are, for all intents and purposes, by any reasonable definition of the word, being tortured, if to be tortured is to be left severely traumatized by abuse, then the bar has been met. But he points out that most people don't even know what is the exact word we would use to describe what is happening here. What word contains what is happening? He said, here is the UN's definition of genocide under the statutes of the International Criminal Court. Now, it's interesting. You listen to this network and this broadcast. I'm going to read the UN's definition of genocide under the statutes of the International Criminal Court, the ICC. And not a UN fan. It's a bad guy organization, obviously. I think that Muammar Gaddafi was right about how ironic it is that this organization that was started for world peace has ushered in an unprecedented era of global conflict. How ironic. But as I read the list of the specific items, the itemized list of things that determine whether or not a country or people group, nation state, whatever bad guy definition they want to use to group people together, is guilty by the UN's definition of genocide. Think back at some of the things that have happened over the course of the 20th century and, of course, into the 21st century in the post-9/11 era, and with the United States military-industrial complex particularly in view. Listen to this. So in the present convention, genocide means any of the following acts committed with intent to destroy in whole or in part a national, ethnical, racial, or religious group. Which already I think most of us are thinking, okay, guilty as charged. As such, so these are the specific points. As such, A, killing members of the group. Has the United States military-industrial complex engaged in that? Think Iraq, Afghanistan, Yemen, Syria, Libya, for starters. Killing members of the group, causing serious bodily or mental harm to members of the group, deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part, imposing measures intended to prevent births within the group. That's, I think it's ironic that we should probably include, basically that's self-targeting of a different nature, so to speak, bad guys targeting Americans in that same way. As I've mentioned recently, it's no small irony that America has all but entirely adopted the Chinese one-child policy, and yet the pundits and the lying propaganda medium will tell us that the population is still just exploding. We're having unprecedented population growth, and Thomas Malthus was right, and resources grow linearly while population is growing exponentially. It's just crazy and things are out of control. But in reality, we know, according to the World Bank statistics, and why does the World Bank care about population growth? That from 1960 to 2016, America has, like the rest of the developed world, experienced a sharp decline in population growth. Indeed, it would be sort of an oxymoron to even call it population growth. We've been going through a sharp population reduction, actually, the developed world, most notably, of course, America. So then why isn't the media telling you about that? It's obvious it's part of a coordinated assault, as with so many of these other things, you know, the rewilding initiative, the biodiversity convention, et cetera, et cetera. So continuing, imposing measures intended to prevent births within the group. Man, think about the propaganda and other sterilization forced and so-called voluntary that have been perpetrated both here and abroad over the last several decades. And so Umar Haque highlights the last one, E, forcibly transferring children of the group to another group. So I think of Kelly Greenhill's coercive engineered migration as far as that one's concerned. And the way that Kelly Greenhill has written about it, and of course, Gerda Coleman is a voice who has done a good job of the same. His 11-part series is a great article series, a great primer on the subject. So Umar Haque concludes that list and writes, hold on, isn't that exactly what we're doing? Highlighting the last point, forcibly transferring children of the group to another group. I would say the conditions that I am aware of, and I haven't visited personally, so what do I know? But the conditions, because I'm a victim of the same propaganda to some extent, but the conditions, to the extent that I know, are, I would say that issue, while it is an issue, it's an issue for contrived reasons, more along the lines of, again, Kelly Greenhill's course of engineered migration, than it's a lesser issue than the others that I mentioned. And not only that, but when you think of these points, killing members of the group, causing serious bodily or mental harm to members of the group, I mean, think about all of the drone strikes that have been carried out. I mean, think about, you know, I remember 10 years ago, we don't even talk about it anymore. We don't even talk about it. We don't talk about the fact that in countries that were not really officially at war with, countries that have no had no involvement, surreptitious or otherwise, no connection to the – no legitimate connection to the events of September 11, 2001, whether you believe the official narrative or not, they're, you know – there have been the drone strikes that have been carried out over the years, and now it's much better. It's a much kinder, gentler drone assassination program that the CIA maintains or spearheads, really, as the White House Praetorian Guard. You know, I used to talk about the drone strikes on wedding parties and funerals, and how it was common for those drone strikes to include double taps, where they would drone strike a wedding party or a funeral, and didn't necessarily matter if there was a person of interest or not. Oops, oftentimes publicly, the Department of Justice would say, well, you know, we thought that so-and-so was there, but it turns out so-and-so wasn't. But the drone strikes would be carried out on the wedding parties or the funerals, and then there would be the double tap. So there's the drone strike. Obviously, people are killed in that strike. But then as people rush out to help injured parties, then, you know, there's the follow-up strike, the double tap. So those kinds of things happen, which I am reminded of, you know, killing members of the group, causing serious bodily or mental harm to members of the group, deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part. That to me sounds like Gene Sharp's work and the color revolution, the Arab Spring, and that all of that kind of nonsense. Deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part, you know, a remaking of the area. And I'll get into some of the specifics, because there's an interesting sort of confluence of information going on these days. Hard to argue that's just accidental or coincidental. In other words, anyone who's paying attention, I don't think it's just propaganda. I think it's anyone who's paying attention sees certain things, and those who are asleep are entirely asleep and don't see anything. Couldn't see it right in front of their faces. Which, is, again, I think is a painful irony. So imposing measures intended to prevent births within the group, you know, again, that's something that we've seen throughout the continent of Africa in particular, and in different areas around the world. And that doesn't even touch on the more nefarious aspects of that Malthusian eugenicist's dream, dystopic nightmare. You know, the Ancestry.com connection and so forth. The Really Graceful YouTube channel did a video recently I mentioned, and she, I forget the title of the video, but she mentioned she's done a few videos. So last month, a couple of videos, what is hidden in your DNA? What does, why does Google want your DNA? Those are a couple of them. And so, you know, she touches on this issue of, you know, the, what I would call sort of the ancestry project, and it's very interesting, you know, why would Google want your DNA? What is hidden in your DNA? So the what is hidden in your DNA, that was, you know, the why does Google want your DNA is the good one. So, you know, we'll touch on that and wrap this thought up when we come back. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome back. The why does Google want your DNA video? Focusing on the Wojcicki sisters and Sergey Brin, Google, and the Google connection to Ann Wojcicki through her ex-husband, Sergey Brin, Google co-founder, president of Google's new parent company, Alphabet. And why Alphabet? Well, that's the subject of a whole different discussion anyway. So, not even pulling in that thread, and I'll include links to the videos and stuff that I'm mentioning, why does Google want your DNA and what's hidden in your DNA. But that's just sort of skimming the surface of this issue. So again, not even diving into that, aspect of the nefarious agenda in the as H.G. Wells put it, the open conspiracy, because it really is. It's pretty much out in the open at this point. There really isn't much that's being hidden. I mean, I talked about the story yesterday of the young man, you know, rapper Jason Onfroy, and just, you know, the, not to dive into, you know, a conspiratorial rant, but the young man known as Triple X Tentacion down in Broward County, Florida, who said, if I am, if I'm going to die or even be a sacrifice, who says that? No one says that. Bad guys like George W. Bush say, thank you for your sacrifice. And they mean something entirely different than what we think they mean in plausibly deniable fashion. But be that as it may, it's interesting that you don't have to dig very far into these kinds of issues before you're confronted with the painful reality that, as I was pointing out, the United States military-industrial complex is guilty of the UN's definition of genocide on pretty much all counts. So it's interesting that Umer Haque is just sort of coming to this realization with this latest issue that's, you know, the latest media stunt, agitprop, propaganda stunt, if you will. Really, I think to further foment balkanization and to keep people distracted, because I want to touch on the video that Aaron and Melissa Dykes did last week, and we played a clip of that, but we'll play a little bit more, and the parody that they just did, which is kind of humorous. So, you know, some folks are coming around to this, but, you know, as you know, reminds me of Abel Haddad saying, someone like Abel Haddad realizing that communism is a tool. It's just one weapon in the arsenal. In the same fashion, Umer Haque seems to sort of be coming to a very compartmentalized realization of what's happening. And so, you know, either he's, like I said, a propagandist of you know, in some fashion, par excellence, or there's more homework to be done. So it's interesting. After he makes that point, hold on, isn't that exactly what we're doing? He says, I told you it would make your blood run cold, didn't I? I hope it does for folks. I mean, I hope we haven't been entirely numbed to it, acclimated and anesthetized. He says, now I'm going to make you weep. Let me ask you four questions. And so the first he asks, I bet that at this precise instant your mind is going into panic, trying to pick holes in all of this. Something in you is shouting, no, we can't be genocide. Are you crazy? You're wrong. In other words, you are trying to deny it. Why? And going forward, one of the most highlighted passages in the article by readers is this: you're perfectly right to say that we don't satisfy 100% of the definition. I think that's naive, personally. But he writes, that would be unspeakable. Exactly. But isn't it self-evident that we meet the minimum bar now? Much more so, I would say. So the fact is that we're at least dipping a toe into, if not standing ankle deep in, the dark and bottomless ocean of genocide. Remember, I went through the Death Cult Ideology series. Eliminationism is a part of it. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Welcome back. So, just again, to underscore where we're at here. So, Umar Haque is coming to the realization that we may be, in fact, at least dipping a toe into, if not standing ankle deep, he perceives, in the dark, bottomless ocean of genocide. I say it's much worse than that. You look at the conditions that the UN, under the statutes of the ICC, deems genocide. You know, it's like I always say, we have to define terms. Let's define terms. So if we're using this definition, then the worst offenders, you know, the UN Human Rights Council says that Israel and Saudi Arabia are the worst offenders, but those are just the redheaded stepchildren of the larger Western military industrial complex, you know, most of which is a proxy stemming from London, essentially. And the Fabian socialist Rhodes Milner roundtable groups, remaking the world in their image. And there's a big push right now to remake the world quickly. We don't have time to waste because the new Silk Road route is coming online, and there's sort of a confluence of that and technology and other technocratic malfeasance. And so, bad guys, pirates are really clamoring for their stake in the. And it's ironic, speaking of that, Umar Haque describes himself as a vampire, but bad guys are clamoring for their stake in the pie, basically, that they're carving up and recarving up. So Umar Haque has some interesting articles that sort of coincide with all of this. And so, you think of those points, point for point, according to the ICC, that determine whether or not a nation state is guilty of genocide. And I think eliminationism, again, Daniel Goldhagen's term, I think, is apropos, because that's precisely what it is. So Daniel Goldhagen, eliminationism. And of course, along with genocide, you have democide, which, again, if we're going to define terms, is the more honest term. It's not necessarily governments. It's what I would call rogue political regimes. And market states, or market security states, as Philip Bobbitt and Patrick Porter respectively would perhaps term them. And so this is, you, when you get a glimpse of this, it's hard to argue anything else. It is exactly, it's almost like it's walking the talk. They're really, once you start to get a firm grasp of what we're looking at on a broad scale, because in America we're by design sort of caught up in our own little world. More often than not, we all know when we step back, it's embarrassing how little we know about the rest of the world, and further embarrassing how much the rest of the world knows about us, and not always in the best light, particularly coming through the 20th century. So when you start to get a grasp of what's happening on a broader scale and outside our own backyard, it's hard to argue anything other than the United States military-industrial complex is the tip of the proxy spear, committing the kind of genocide that Umar Haque writes about and is just coming to the realization of in his article, Do Americans Understand? They're beginning to commit the legal definition of genocide. And I would further point the Umar Haques of the world to Edwin Black's work in particular, among others. But Edwin Black's book, War Against the Weak, is a good primer on the subject. And again, I went through the death cult ideology series, and you see this everywhere. We're all being infected by it and with it, even at the, lowest sort of seemingly innocuous level, when people are standing around the water cooler and the coffee pot at work saying, stupid people shouldn't breed. It's that, all the way to young men and women who are doing bad things around the world and, coming to the realization that it's actually not in the name of freedom and democracy, to the think tanky so-called experts, and so on. Hard to argue that anything but what is happening is happening. So, R.J. Rummel, Death by Government? Or, you know, is it, do we, can we call it government? I'm not sure. Anyway, this condition is all around us. So speaking of Umar Haque, the top three popular articles of his most popular stories, this one, Do Americans Understand They're Beginning to Commit the Legal Definition of Genocide? The Age of the Imbecile, which coincides with the CNN story that I mentioned recently, the dumbing down of America, basically. And last but not least, What is Happiness? Which kind of reminds me of Adam Curtis's BBC documentary series, Century of the Self, Part 1, Happiness Machines. And so, again, it's this confluence of concepts, ideas, information. If we're paying attention, if we're willing to be painfully honest with ourselves, then we can only but see it. But if we're going to continue to deceive ourselves, and I would argue in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 fashion, then, well, we will invariably suffer the consequences, you know, which is unfortunate. So, transitioning, I suppose, if we can here in a second, I want to give you a couple of videos. The first being the parody, the True Stream Media parody titled One Card to Rule Them All. Hopefully we can squeeze that in this segment. Which is a parody based on the video that we played a clip of last week that they did in coverage of Bilderberg, the video titled Bilderberg and the Digital New World Order. So the parody is interesting, and it's kind of frightening that, I mean, they did, I would say they did too good a job on the parody, and bad guys might just lift that right the way it is. You know, I'm sure if they want a job, bad guys are hiring, if you know what I mean. Anyway, whenever you're ready with that, let's roll that. One Card to Rule Them All. It's pretty awesome. By True Stream Media, published today, earlier today.
Welcome to your future. A digitally interdependent, hyper-connected, networked world. Throw off the tethers of ordinary reality and join the digitized multitudes ruled by global e-governance. With your very own new world citizen of the People's Federated Republic of the Great Democratic United Global States Incorporated chip card. Just one chip is now a key to every relevant database you are in on Earth. We're taking identification to a technocratic level beyond Aldous Huxley's wildest dreams and George Orwell's nightmares. One chip linked to your unique citizen number connects to all of your relevant societal business, including your passport, your driver's license, and all Federation-required licenses, titles, and registrations, your car, home, and medical insurance, all of your medical records, including your mandatory annual psychological evaluation, your DNA profile, and your prescriptions, your voter registration and history, and your bank account and digital universal basic income credits. But that's not all. Your blockchain-protected New World Citizen chip also gives you a digital footprint everywhere you go on the web, from online news sources to all of your social media accounts, authenticating you online to ensure a safe, peaceful, and secure society where no one can offend anyone else because no one can hide. Continuous real-time 24/7 tracking and tracing will ensure a truly peaceful digital utopia for all. No more fear of identity theft or forgetting those pesky passwords, as your digital citizen mark will be biometrically verified through your fingerprints, iris scan, EEG, voice print.
I'm sorry, Dave.
And facial map. From Cairo to Rome to Ingolstadt to Paris to Washington to Estonia and Astana. From ocean to ocean to ocean to heck, all of the oceans. Being a digital resident offers you a new concept of freedom to be a global citizen under your borderless digital new world order.
May be incompatible with faith and the actual definition of freedom. Databases wholly owned and operated by the People's Federated Republic of the Great Democratic United World States, Incorporated, and their subsidiaries. Your digital citizenship is legally binding, and data may be shared with third parties listed in subsection 187-C.2 without your express knowledge or consent. These terms and conditions are subject to change at any time, which is fine because they are 8,642 pages long, and we know no one is reading the fine print. Travel allowed only in pre-approved, trip-validated mega regions and not including core or reserve sustainable development zones, as designated by the United Nations Convention on Biological Diversity. Online behaviors deemed negative or harmful are subject to UBI digital credit deduction without notice, up to and including account termination. See user agreement for further details.
Our smart grid network touches every corner of the globe.
It's one digital new world.
And your chip is your portal to it. So apply today.
To authenticate and secure your digital citizenship.
Because if you didn't do anything wrong,
you shouldn't have anything to hide.
And in this brave new world, you won't be able to.
Pretty awesome. And the video concludes with the words, this system is evil. And how will they sell it to you? Well, I think we just got a good glimpse of how. And so, you know, it's interesting. I think they did a fantastic job. It reminds me of that scene in particular in Aaron Russo's America, Freedom to Fascism. Maybe we can play that. I don't know, a little bit of that in the second hour. I don't know. We probably have time right now, actually. You know that scene where you have the, you know, right after, it's like an hour and a half into the movie, quoting Revelation 13:16, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save he had the mark. And then that scene that comes right after that, maybe we can play that a little bit. I think we will, actually. You know, the pizza joint phone call where, well, maybe we'll just play it. Reminds me of that. Aaron Russo warned us. It wasn't the first warning, obviously, but I think that Trading Places and America, Freedom to Fascism are sort of a part one and part two, in my opinion. So anyway, maybe we can play a little bit of that as we, all right, as we go out in this segment. So here's that scene that I'm talking about. Go ahead.
The Palace, guaranteed hot in 30 minutes or it's free. This is Mary. May I take your order?
Hi, Mary. Yes, I'd like to order.
Is this Mr. Kelly?
Yes.
Thank you for calling again, sir. I share your national identification number as 610-204-9998-45-54610. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly. I see you live at 736 Montrose Court, but you're calling from your cell phone. Are you at home?
I'm just leaving work, but I'm...
Oh, we can deliver to Bob's Auto Supply. That's at 175 Lincoln Avenue, yes?
No, I'm on my way home. How do you know all this stuff?
We just got wired into the system, sir.
Oh, well, I'd like to order a couple of your double meat special pizzas.
Sure thing. There'll be a new $20 charge for those, sir.
What do you mean?
Sir, the system shows me that your medical records indicate that you have high blood pressure and extremely high cholesterol. Luckily, we have a new agreement with your national health care provider that allows us to sell you double meat pies as long as you agree to waive all future claims of liability.
What?
Do you agree, sir? You can sign the form when we deliver, but there is a charge for processing. The total is $67 even.
$67?
Well, that includes the delivery surcharge of $15 to cover the added risk to our driver of traveling through an orange zone.
I live in an orange zone?
Now you do. Looks like there was another robbery on Montrose yesterday. You could save $48 if you ordered our special Sprout Submarine Combo and picked it up yourself. Comes with tofu sticks. Those are very tasty, sir. Good value, too.
But I want double meat.
Well, I'm sure you can afford the $67, then. You just bought those tickets to Hawaii. They weren't cheap, eh? Oh, but I see you checked out the budget beach bum at the library last week. Up to you, sir.
All right.
Isn't that interesting? Very telling. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep, I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here.
Welcome back.
I don't care.
I don't know about you. Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Thursday, June 21st, 2018. I don't know about you, but I think maybe if we as Americans could get a glimpse, sort of get the scope of what's actually happening around the world, we would get a more smallish and balanced perspective of who we are. I think it's easy to, you know, become enamored with and caught up in ourselves and our own little microcosm by design, obviously not by accident. But when we start to get a scope of what's actually happening, it at least for me, it creates a sense of urgency. Couple of videos. I already mentioned. Well, we played the One Card to Rule Them All by Truth Stream Media, which is a parody of their Bilderberg and the Digital New World Order, the technocratic communitarian New World Order. And I would put that video together. They published that on June 15th with Really Graceful's video published a couple of days ago, What the Media Won't Tell You About China. She asked the question, is China fighting the New World Order? Are they forging their own world order? Or is China just another actor on the global stage? And those are sort of rhetorical questions. And so there's an excerpt of the and we played some of the Bilderberg and the Digital New World Order video by True Stream Media, Aaron and Melissa Dykes, last week, post Bilderberg, Turin, Italy, 2018. But there's an excerpt that I think fits well as a sort of companion with this, What the Media Won't Tell You About China. And so it's all the same discussion, what the media won't tell you about China, what the media won't tell you about Russia and Israel and Saudi Arabia. I mean, the war, so-called, the conflict or conflicts are specious. They're all surreptitious. They're to do a number of things, and not the least of which to sort of remake the area. You know, you think about all of the things that are happening. Throughout that entire region or along the new Silk Road route, really, as you look at all of the conflicts, they all seem to line up on that route. Why do you suppose that is? Trillions and trillions of dollars at stake. You know, Russia is investing billions. Well, we'll talk more about that when we come back. Second hour coming up. Stick around. More right after this break. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.